Welcome back to the Fast Break, Season 2, Episode 6, 156 overall. And I'm going to be doing the same thing we did yesterday, but with the Chicago Bulls, made some big signings and still could do some more as their number two or three option, Larry Markkanen, is still on the board. But I guess we'll start with the big sign. DeMar DeRozan comes in from San Antonio to sign and trade. What's your initial reaction to this, Aaron?
I mean, it was a lot of money, but the Bulls have three all-star, past all-star, still all-star caliber players on their team. I mean, Vucevic was an all-star last year. It didn't really work out, but they now have DeRozan. We'll talk about Ball in a minute. And they have a top three or four here that's really, really talented. And this is a really good team. I was just immediately shocked that they were able to get DeRozan here, later able to get Ball. It's a really good deal for them. Even if it's a slight overpay, the Bulls haven't been good in a long time. They haven't been relevant since Derrick Rose. And since I've been watching basketball, they've never really been in any type of contention. So getting these two big signings, especially DeRozan, who's made probably their second best player on the team. Like, DeRozan's been a more recent all-star and a better scorer, but he just didn't have a great year last year. We can talk all you want about fit and stuff, but it's just great to see that the Bulls are back.
Yeah, I don't think they're a contender. I don't think anybody thinks they're a contender, but everybody knows that they're not terrible anymore. And for the first time, there's interest in the Bulls for the first time since, like you said, Derrick Rose. I mean, they made the playoffs a couple times with the Wayne Wade's number one option 5-6 years ago, but now there is something to talk about with the Bulls. I mean, I don't think we've ever done a Bulls-specific episode or talked about the Bulls in 160 episodes. I think, like you mentioned, they bring in some guys who are maybe a little past their prime, but can still score the ball. And Lonzo Ball has made a name for himself as one of the best passers and leading assist guys in the NBA. So I think from a fit standpoint, these guys could mesh well together.
Yeah, I don't think they're in championship contention, but just in playoff contention, really, which is more than you can say the past couple of years. I'll read their roster out here. We have Zach LaVine first, then DeRozan probably, then Vucevic. We got Lonzo Ball, Lauri Markkanen, who is a restricted free agent and could go somewhere else. But if the Bulls have opportunity to match, I'm not sure if they even will. They might try to pull off a sign and trade. We'll talk about that later. Then we got Coby White, Patrick Williams, Alex Caruso, and then a bunch of guys down here at the bottom: Tony Bradley, Denzel Valentine, Felicio, a couple more guys. So really clear kind of starting five or so with Coby White, Ball, DeRozan, Vucevic, LaVine, and then Markkanen in there. And they also were able to get a couple other guys. I mean, Alex Caruso was the one other signing there. So I think it's great to see that the Bulls will be a team that's at least interesting to watch for next year.
Yeah, a lot of teams that kind of go from nothing to something in a little bit of a year, kind of they don't fill every box. But this team, they've got guys that can do a little bit of everything. DeRozan's a good offensive and defensive player. Really, the only issue is he can't shoot the three. Ball's a solid perimeter defender. He can score the ball sometimes, and passing is obviously his strength. Vucevic, you could make Vucevic and LaVine are two number one options on bad teams. So putting them together, they could do well. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think this team's got potential to possibly win a playoff series if they get the right matchup.
And I'll talk a minute about the teams that they left. Vucevic deal happened a while ago. I believe we did actually talk about that deal, so I'm not sure if we haven't talked about the Bulls at all, but nothing came of it. Like, they weren't that much improved, which is ridiculous to think. I mean, you add an all-star center to your team, and you can't win, like, five more games. You didn't really add anything. And now the Magic were able to get Jalen Suggs, and they're rebuilding, and who knows when Popovich will retire, but it seems like the Spurs are yet again rebuilding. They lost some more pieces, Patty Mills to the Nets, Rudy Gay to the Jazz. So both these teams are really resetting, and we got three kind of stars of losing teams coming together to try to form a winning team, hopefully.
Yeah, I think the Bulls were kind of surprisingly buyers at last trade deadline. And they got Vucevic. I think that was their only big deal. And they moved up from the 12th to the 11th seed. So they didn't even make the play-in game after making that buying deal at the deadline. So it was interesting to see. But I think now with more options, Vucevic will help them more. I don't think he's ever a guy, although he's an all-star, he's never a guy that's really going to make your team go from the 11th seed to the 5th seed. But I think this is a very solid team. They don't have a clear star, but they've got a lot of really good players.
Yeah, and they now have a capable front office and coaching staff. And I think that their floor got raised a lot, although they're still not probably a title competitor in that conversation. I mean, they could probably get a top four seed. We talked yesterday about, you know, you got the Bucks and the Nets and probably the Hawks. But then after that, like Sixers, Bulls, I mean, they're all in that conversation. So, oh, Heat, you're right. They made it. They made some big deals there. So maybe the Heat, I'd say, are probably still better than either of these teams. But the East is always a lesser conference. I don't think this team – I mean, they'd be in playoff conversations in the West, but I'm not sure if they really had any chance winning in the first round. But I think they have an opportunity still with their young guys and now these newly acquired free agents to at least win a first-round series.
Yeah, I would say the ceiling for me is probably the semifinals of the Eastern Conference, although I don't think it's likely. Even the Hornets, before LaMelo's injury last year, they were fourth in the East. So I think then bringing in Kelly Oubre on a two-year, $26 million deal, they could be better than the Bulls. So we'll see what happens there. I think it's, like I said earlier, it's going to be about matchup for them in the first round. And I think more so in the Western Conference, the Eastern Conference will be – the regular season will become pretty important to see who you get in the first round. And then I think even more important will be the 2-3 matchup. I think whoever gets the one seed will have a much easier path playing the 4 seed, having more rest, possibly going into a what should be pretty competitive Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think the Hornets signing of the Hornets signing Kelly Oubre was I cannot think today. Kelly Oubre, I think that was a really good deal. Like $13 million you mentioned there, a great slip in. But what have you thought of LiAngelo Ball? Because you know, you never know, he might be starting for your Hornets next year. We've got LaMelo, Gordon Hayward, Rozier, Miles Bridges, Kelly Oubre now. What, PJ Washington and LiAngelo Ball? I mean, that's top four seed in the East.
I've been impressed by his shooting ability. He's definitely the best outside shooter of the brothers. I just don't think he brings much more to the table. And he really, he had one good game, but aside from that, he's kind of been a little inefficient. I don't think he had any future. Maybe in the future, if LaMelo turns into a Giannis-type star, we could see them do the same thing they did with Thanasis and just bring in a brother.
The other Hornets question is, you had a huge loss this season in the offseason. You unfortunately lost Caleb Martin. Kobe Martin remains.
We waived him. I'm going to say that's a loss.
Kobe Martin remains, but you only have one half of the brothers. Will he be able to still compete?
I don't think, you know, after losing a brother like that, I don't think you can go on with your life that much and be able to compete for a roster spot. We could see both Martins gone from the roster quite soon.
I mean, one Martin, do you think they like share a bank account? Do you think they just lost half their income, or, you know, should he just resign so they can try to join another team together?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like how the Morris twins have the same tattoos. They just won't only play for the same team. So yeah. I think he's going to, if it means going overseas or going to the G League, it's what's going to take so they can all be on the same team.
Well, fortunately, you still have not waived Brad Wanamaker, which I'm very happy for. So definitely in title contention next year with the Ball brothers reuniting.
I completely agree. All right. I think that wraps up our Bulls episode. Was a good one. I think this team's got a good future. Shout out to Coach Gleim, big Bulls fan. Not much future for the Cubs or the Bears, but we'll see what happens with the Bulls. So that's all we got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.